educational videos. Videos bring many new opportunities to teaching and education. For many reasons, the use of videos is constantly increasing. First, nowadays they are easy to produce, and sharing them is also easy. Videos are also an efficient way to learn. They can be used to enhance learning in multiple ways. YouTube is one of the best-known spaces for sharing videos. It is easy to create a YouTube channel. YouTube videos are very popular, and many people use them in their everyday life. Users often look for YouTube videos in answer to questions like, how do you use this drill? How can I fix my bike? How can I create educational videos? YouTube is a space where we can learn anything. We can also recommend existing videos as part of the learning process. We need not make everything ourselves. An educational video is one that is planned for a specific educational need or for learning a certain thing. One has an educational goal, and that is built into the video. Videos are also good for many kinds of teaching and learning, both for skills and knowledge. This also applies to a video where a committed and skilled person makes a video to show how a problem can be solved. This person may not have formal educational skills, but is nonetheless intuitively good at explaining and demonstrating the point being made. Short instructional videos are popular in many organizations. There may be videos showing how to use email, computer programs, reservation systems, arranging Skype webinars, or attaching an invitation to a calendar program. Organizations may have dozens or even hundreds of skill-based information systems, programs, and services, and videos are used to teach employees when they need to learn them. Such videos are often created by showing on a screen how something is done. The video may also comprise a series of stills rather than continuous live action. Educational videos can take many forms. Videos can be classified by what effect you want them to have. Your starting point might be giving a mini lecture. In this case, you need to think about what you want to teach and how you want to present it, and then plan the lecture beforehand in the form of a video. In the video, the teacher might talk while drawing something on the whiteboard, combining explanations and visualizations. A good example of this is the online Khan Academy, where anyone can study mathematics and other subjects. A teacher may use a video to describe to his or her students what the course is made up of, how it will proceed, and what is expected of the students. Videos can be used to welcome students, to present yourself, and orient the viewers to a certain theme. You can also use video to give instructions for a learning assignment or give feedback and guide the learners further. Videos can be used for many learning skills. What is a good educational video like? One factor defining an educational video is its length. A video should not be more than 6 minutes long. If it is longer, the student's attention will fail after the first 6 minutes. During the first 6 minutes, the student's attention will stay close to 100%. So what should you do if the video is longer? If the video is longer, you should cut it into several shorter ones, or create subheadings so that the students know that they can watch the entire video in bits rather than only a whole. How long is a good video? An instructional video can be 2 to 3 minutes long. This is enough when you are showing and explaining an essential part of learning. A 3-minute video is the equivalent of one A4 page of text using 1.5 line spacing with an Arial 11 font face and size. Even 1 minute can be enough to show how a part of a program works. When you plan a video and the various images, you should also pay attention to the cognitive load. If you think of a traditional slide presentation in which the teacher has slides full of text, or when the teacher either reads out loud everything written on the slide or talks about something completely different while showing a slide, you have a situation which is very cognitively loaded. Teachers may think they need to say more and more. This does not work on a video. Think about how to visualize the data, about images instead of words. Instead of a list of countries, you might show a map. Use titles and images instead of just sentences. When you plan a video, you might also use intermediary slides. Using this, you can activate a question or a learning assignment. What do you want the viewer to focus on? For instance, if you make a video about a certain aspect of an office, you can guide the viewer to look at the interaction between the people, or the work desks, or office ergonomics, or differing ways to work. You can also use special effects in a video. You can use editing programs to add arrows, circle things, zoom in on a detail, or use words to highlight something. You can also add text to the video. In this way, the student can watch, listen, and read at the same time. This will enhance learning for many viewers. Adding visual elements to text or speech will enhance learning. Text is also important because everyone might not be listening or watching the video at the same time. Text brings narration to the video when you are watching it without sound. You can end the video by summarizing the content, highlighting the main points of the video content as the ending. How do you plan a video? When you plan an educational video, start by thinking about what the learner is supposed to learn by using it, what will be gained from it, what will be important and significant for the student. Second is the order in which the content of the video will be presented. Third is what you will show on the video and what the voiceover will be. It is always useful to explain and show subjects in a concrete way. Planning a video proceeds on parallel paths. First, one makes the video script, stage by stage or slide by slide. Plan what each image on the video will show. One needs a video script regardless of whether it is a simple video clip of a teacher talking by a whiteboard or an animated voiceover video. Voiceover means that the narration is not live, but a separate sound recording is made that is attached to the video later. When the video script is ready, write the text script. Write what will be spoken in each stage of the video and how long each spoken part will be. A text script is very important because it determines the length of the video. You can condense and edit the text to suit your video. It is useful to imagine yourself talking to the target group as you write. When the video and text scripts are ready, then you shoot the video, record the sound, animate it, add effects, and so on. The use of video both in developing the teacher's skills and the student's learning is quite an economical way of teaching. Short videos are a quick way to work. You can use videos, for example, when it is time for the students to learn or revise something. The student can watch the video several times if necessary. Videos are a useful way to help individual students proceed at their own pace.